Of course, we don't have prospective data on what happens when you use a delayed PARP inhibitor such as olaparib, but Katie, would you expect that at any given point it would cut the recurrence rate by 70%, for example?
Yeah, I don't think we can say that. That is one of the most common emails I get from providers right now across the country is, I have someone who's 6 months out and she really wants olaparib, should I start it? And we just don't have an answer. I think that my guesstimate is that the benefit of using a maintenance PARP inhibitor is different than the benefit of using maintenance bevacizumab, where you're really kind of honing in on those high-risk patients that probably have markedly elevated VEGF and other pathways kind of in play. The benefit, if you look at the difference in the two curves, it seems to be early. Like, you're losing that shoulder and the curve is relatively flat. So it may have something to do with the impact on the clonality of the tumor kind of right at the end of chemotherapy. I mean, I can't say we've cured patients, but that's the hope. I mean, the morphology of that curve tells us, I think, that this is an earlier benefit that then is maintained over time. And so does that mean you have to start within 3 months? Can I do it within 6 months? I don't know that we can definitively say that.
Well, you may not be able to definitively say it, but I'm always curious about what people are actually doing. And when they email you and say it's been 6 months, do you say that's okay? Or you say, I don't think that's a good idea?
I mean, I would do it.
You would do it. Okay. So, Jonathan, up to how long? We heard about this pretty substantial recurrence rate over the first couple of years. How long is the latest where you would start delayed olaparib, Jonathan?
Well, I think, you know, the effect of olaparib here is very much in the maintenance setting. And as Katie has said, you're building on the effects of what has happened in chemotherapy and the residual disease that remains after chemotherapy. And the longer you wait, one of two things will happen. Either the tumor is regrowing, in which case it's questionable whether the maintenance olaparib in that situation is going to provide the same sort of effect we saw in SOLO-1, or the patient is going to be part of that population that flattens off, as Katie had said, in the terms of the progression-free survival curve, and will do very well with a BRCA mutation, in which case they probably don't benefit from the olaparib. So without the information, which we certainly don't have, I would be uncomfortable about recommending starting olaparib 6 months after the end of chemotherapy. I think, you know, 3 to 4 months is probably the ceiling that I would recommend starting maintenance olaparib in this situation.